Welcome to Sister Love Aware Talk
Radio.
This particular song right here is dedicated to the black woman, and it doesn't pertain to all black women. Some of y'all disrespect yourself because you don't know who you are in the first place. This is out of common respect for all women, period. Well, like this song, yo. I'm quite single and occasionally I mingle. But aside from all the rest, she sparks my interest. No ma'am, I don't know you. Just offering the common respect, I feel I owe you. Also, some conversation, companionship, common ground and common sense. There's no such thing as coincidence in me finding you here. And I really hate screaming in your ear. So some of the time, okay, I waited today. Hello, this is Carlito from a couple of days ago. You sound tired, forgive me if I've called you too late. But what better time to relate my state? Where could I begin? Has anyone ever told you got beautiful skin? You're more than welcome. What do you desire within? I just wanna be. There's no need to put titles on you and me. Those are limitations. Living and learning are our only obligations. Equality, honesty, independence, intelligence, emotion and devotion, humbly seeking to hear God when he's speaking. At one time my mind just couldn't conceive a woman had to dress a certain way to believe. But in the same breath, allow me to say that if you believe, young lady, you wouldn't dress that way. And I was attracted to your class. I couldn't see all your ass, and I was very content. You deserved every compliment. Now, remember how indifferences make us the same. You gotta have some game, or you ain't even gonna be able to take care of yourself. And love, when I look at you, I see my reflection. So I offer my love, affection, and protection. Shout it. You dead fine, but the bottom line is, you still my sister.
When I say you're my beginning and my end, you're my sister, lover, and friend. Lord, your life from where I am, it shines for your beautiful skin. And one thing, say that you ain't true. Still hold me, better know you. I hope that you understand. You got to respect yourself before
yeah.
I can.
I met you when y'all knew. Saw you again on Marietta, downtown Atlanta, checking your long legs, got me smirking.
Somebody shoot the DJ. Welcome to Sister Awareness. Tonight we're going to have Pastor Victoria Brady on the show. Of the Big Mama Movement of Chicago, and we're going to wait for her to join us in a couple of minutes. I'm going to bring in, I do see that we have about four other callers, and I'm going to bring you all in, and when I bring you in, please state your name and the city and state that you're calling from. Last four digits, 0639. Welcome to the show.
This is Brother Yaya Sankofa from Oklahoma City.
Hey, Brother Yaya. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful, sister, and yourself?
I'm doing well. Glad to hear from you.
It's glad to be heard from, sister.
Okay. Last four digits, 5628. Please state your name and the city and state that you're calling from.
Yes, this is Ruth Lofton, and I'm calling from Oklahoma City.
Greetings, Sister Ruth. Glad to hear from you.
Thank you.
Last four digits, 6660. Will you please state your name and the city and state that you're calling from? Last four digits, 6660. Last four digits, 6367. Will you please state your name, city, and state that you're calling from?
It's Chaz Ayaya, Halifax, Virginia.
Greetings, Brother Chaz. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And you?
I'm so far so good.
Amen, amen.
Last four digits, 6424. Will you please state your name and the city and state that you're calling from?
April Norris from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Greetings, April. Thank you for calling in. Well, tonight we do have a special guest, and we're waiting for her to call in. But until then, I just want to do a shout-out to Sister Candida and Brother Chad, some of our regulars, Brother Yaya, who is on the call. And if you have anything that you would like to share, please share with us. We're going to basically do a freestyle today because I have to go out of town tomorrow, but I did want to do the show before I left. And since I was going to Chicago, I wanted to introduce the Big Mama Movement. The Big Mama Movement in Chicago, it was founded by Pastor Brady. And what this movement entails is grassroots Big Mamas who are concerned about some of the issues that we're going up against in the community and how it's affecting our families. And, you know, it's not just enough to be a good parent anymore. It's not just enough to be a good mother, be a good father. We have to be legally and politically astute about how some of these interactions with people, our oppressors, are really, really affecting us on a grassroots level. All of our families and communities are in some shape, form, or fashion are you know, impacted by the police brutality, the racial discrimination in the schools, the poor schooling based on race-based poor schooling. All of these things affect us. And you see, back in the day, you had those big mamas that will roll up on the school district, you know. You had those big mamas that will roll up. You remember them big mamas? You go over there, big mama. Mama might not go to that school, but grandmama, big mama head off in that school and put her foot off up in somebody's tail by her grandbabies because she didn't play that. She didn't play the radio. So I don't know how many grandmothers we have on the line and who had a big mama in their life. I had several big mamas that stepped up to the plate, you know, and pulled me back out of a whole lot of stuff that, you know, could have got me in some serious trouble along the way. So I'm hoping that they will eventually call in to the show. But until now, until they call in, I want somebody to tell me about a big mama they had back in the day and how did they impact them. Is there anyone that want to share about the big mama that they had? Well, I'm going to tell you about mine. I had a grandmama that would start a fight in the empty room about her grandchildren. I mean, she did not play the radio. If anything happened at that school and we were not in the wrong, we had a big mama, a big, real big mama that would go to that school and did not play the radio. Also, you know, she didn't mind. Anytime you got in trouble or anything like that, she'd be there to get you out of it. But you better believe you was going to hear it on the way to the house. She just did not play with people about her grandchildren and her children, too. So hopefully they will call in. Chaz, what's been going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, just working, and I was going to let you know that maybe next week I'm working on, I'm going to try to do a 24-hour prayer and fasting for our people in our community concerning this virus. And
wonderful.
So we're going to be asking people to join in, and you know, we'll be praying for our own people here. You know, it's good to pray for everybody else, but, you know, it's time to lift ourselves up. And it's
That's
time
true.
For us to look to ourselves and, you know, for healing and seeking the Most High. So that's what's on my agenda in here in the near future. So I'll be
That's
posting
true.
That on my website, on my Facebook soon.
Okay.
And, we're going to remember everybody else, too, but it's basically going to be for us.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Brother Chaz, because I do know that you are a man of God in everything that you do, and that's what I respect about you. Everything that you do, whether it's fighting politically or fighting legally, you put the Most High first. And you can never go wrong when you put the Most High first. I know I'm not
that's
one
right.
to go on and preach, but I can tell you that if it were not for the Most High, I would not be in the position that I'm in right now. I can never forget those teachings that my big mama directed me to, taking me to church, and I've had to reach back along the way and use some of those teachings. Now, I will admit, once I went to college and I got a little bit more knowledge, I got a little too cute for my Bible, but I had to reach back and go get it, go back to what my mother and my grandmother and some of the things that they taught me. Those teachings, you can never forget those. So please post that information on my page. I do want to be involved. Now, I can't tell you, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that, you know, if I don't get my hand on no turkey, I'm not going to eat that turkey. But I'm hoping that it's something that I can dedicate myself to do. And it's needed. It is needed. I do see another caller. I hope this is Pastor Brady. I'm going to bring her in. Caller with the last digits 1579, will you please state your name and the city and state that you're calling from?
Well, this is Dr. Frazier, Gail Frazier.
And Frazier.
Yes, God bless you. Yes, Pastor Victoria is supposed to be getting on. I just got off of one thing, and I said, well, let me hurry up and get on here. But, yes, calling from Chicago, yes, and to talk about our Big Mama's movement and ready to roll when we got to roll.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm going to give you the floor because I was informed that I thought it was Pastor Brady that was going to come on, but I'm going to yield the floor to you, Dr. Frazier.
Well, she said she was coming on. I know she said she was coming over when Sister Cecile had sent the information, and she said to come on. I said, oh, okay, you know. So that's, but anyway, the Big Mama movement is a very powerful movement, and thank God for you when you were sharing the information, because that is something that is really key for our community, because all of us had a Big Mama somewhere. And I know for me, I had a Big Mama. My mother's mother was our Big Mama. We called her Big Mama. She didn't play. So the thing is that it was really Pastor Victoria and Sister Cecile. They said, you know what, we need to do Big Mamas. And at first I was like, Big Mamas? I mean, we not that old, you know. I just automatically said that. But thinking about the work that Big Mama did, Big Mama was responsible for keeping the family together. Big Mama was responsible for making sure that all the children were fed. Big Mama made sure that the children in the neighborhood was taken care of. Big Mama made sure, thinking about during the time when the lynchings and everything was going on, Big Mama would in many cases step in to save our black men from being lynched by protecting them in some kind of way, you know, or standing up or something like that. And so this is where we are. And so you probably have heard right now about our dear sister Anjanette Young, because I know it's been broadcasted all over, about her situation where the police, Chicago Police Department, went in. She was naked, and they ravaged her house and just totally disrespected, dehumanized, and every other possible thing that you could think of on TV. So just put it out there on blast. And so the mayor tried to cover all that stuff up. Well, it came out. The sister, you know, her attorney was able to access that information, and it's come out. And so now we've been doing a lot of civic engagements. We have been doing a lot of press conferences where we are confronting this, because black women have been totally disrespected, dishonored, anything you could possibly think of. And so when we had the opportunity to do the press conference, we made it clear that we big mamas in the house, and we're not standing. We're not going to allow this to continue on, not on our watch. And so Big Mama now has blossomed, and people understand about the Big Mama movement in Chicago. We're encouraging other people who have the spirit of Big Mama to come forth and join us, because this is a national and international move, because of the very fact that we have been exploited. Our families, our men have been exploited, and we're coming against that to contend with those powers. As a matter of fact, I even went as far as to say that God is judging this country because of the evil and the wickedness that it's done against us. and the white supremacist system that continues to try to keep us in subjugation. So now as the sleeping giants are arising, the sleeping giants are rising up, the brothers, they were in full flank with us. They said what they had to say, and we really contended with that adversary. And so now we're putting things in place, preparing next steps. We're putting things in place for our agenda work, which, of course, that still includes self-determinations and reparations and all of that. But this is what we're working on. We have our hands to the plow, and we're pushing this agenda because we're not going to be disrespected anymore. And so this is the position that Big Mama has taken. And Big Mama, as we know, Big Mama was well-respected. You know, when the dope dealer was around, when Big Mama was on the scene, there was no more dope dealing. They had to move. When people were acting unseemly and carrying on and not being respectful, Big Mama came in the set. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get back to this civility and respect and love for one another. Our entire mantle is loving our people, loving our children. We're not feminists, okay? We're not on that page. We love our brothers because we know that our brothers carry the strength, and we also see how the enemy has used the criminal justice system to try to shut down our brothers and some, you know, and our sisters as well. But I'm just saying this to say that we operate as family, and we know that when we are unified front, it's no devil that can contend with us on any level. And so we're rising up in the strength of God. We're rising up in divine providence, and we're coming forth with a mantle to come against all of those powers and ruling spirits and different ones who would try to keep us in bondage. We're not going to allow it. So now we have galvanized ourselves with some other sisters and brothers here, and we're doing this thing. It's a movement, and so we're pushing it. So we are the Big Mama Movement of Chicago, and we're going forth, and we're trusting and knowing that we have the support of our people at home as well as abroad. So, you know, that's basically an overview, if I could say that, of what we are doing right now.
Ashe, Ashe, that was so beautiful, Dr. Frazier. I have another caller that I'm going to bring in. The last four digits are 4586. Last four digits, 4586. Will you please state your name and the city and state that you're calling from?
Good afternoon, my sisters and brothers, too. I'm Pastor Victoria Brady. I am one of the conveners of the Big Mama Movement Chicago. I am so pleased to be here with the other Big Mamas and Dr. Gail Wellsead. Hello, good afternoon.
Greetings, 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 greetings. It's always nice to hear your voice. And Pastor, I'm glad that you're here. Can you tell us a little bit about the Black agenda that you and Dr. Frazier and the other members are going to be presenting to the 117th Congress? Can you tell us a little bit about that, or is it too early?
Well, you know what? I certainly can, but if you don't mind, Dr. Gail is one of the premier authors of the National Black Agenda. So I would love for her to just give a little bit of emphasis on that, and then I can talk a little bit about the strategy for the 117th Congress. How many minutes do we have? We want to make sure we respect
the time. Dr. Frazier, and you and Dr. Brady, you all have the floor. Tell us everything that's going on. This is your show.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Dr. Frazier, would you like to lay the foundation? And then
certainly.
Into it?
Yes, please. Thank you. So that you know, the National Black Agenda Consortium, as well as the National Black, we have, and you are very well aware of the National Black Agenda that has been crafted utilizing all of the various agendas since back to the Niagara Movement all the way up to now. We're in the process of revising it and using it for the struggle. Many of our political officials have used this Black Agenda, and so we have several components in the Black Agenda, from health care, from economics. And our position is anything that anybody can do that's Black is Black Agenda work, because everything, we're impacted on every level. So the Black Agenda, the National Black Agenda, from the National Black Agenda Consortium, of course we know that was a collaborative work where we came together and we built up And we use subject matter experts, community experts, boots on the ground folks, from the lowest to the highest possible setting. We were engaged with our people for several weeks, several months. So now, excuse me, we're revising that agenda, and we're bringing in additional information from different people. So now where we are galvanizing around a holistic This Black Agenda, several organizations throughout the country, as well as on the continent of Africa, have already embraced the National Black Agenda. We realize that there's several agendas floating around, but we know that it's only one National Black Agenda as it was written, the way it was written by us and those who had participated in that, because everything we had was action-based oriented. So that meant we had a responsibility for individuals, responsibility for the community, the responsibility for elected officials. Each component has something in there that makes it clear as far as the responsibility of Black people and what we demand. And of course, we don't come from the premise of people of color. That's not how we operate. That's the reason why it was called Black Agenda. And of course, we do believe in coalitions and coalescing with other individuals who have the same righteous mindset. But at this juncture, we're focusing primarily on our people. Our people are the ones who have to be in control of what's going on pertaining to destiny and purpose. That's the reason why we fully support self-determination. That's the reason why we fully support reparations, and this is the stance that we have, in the sense that we're not saying reparations with other groups. We're saying reparations exclusively for Blacks here, those who have been subject to slavery and so forth. The forebears have been subject to slavery and everything. So as it stands now, this is what we're pushing. So we're in collaboration with several organizations, and right now we're getting a lot of traction. So, you know, just thankful and grateful to be on such a program as yours, because we know that you do phenomenal work, and, of course, you are part of Black Agenda work. So we're just so grateful for everyone and anybody who's on the call. Certainly, if you're interested in working with us on any level, all you have to do is Google or put in NBAC, N-B-A-C, Chicago.org, NBAC, N-B-A-C, Chicago.org, and you'll get a chance to see it. So, again, thank you very much. I'm going to let Pastor Victoria come forth and share what's going on for today and the different things that's being planned, and we're going to keep moving because we know that we're doing this struggle, and we're going to continue to be successful unto the end, because divine providence demands that justice be served. And right now we're putting everybody on notice that those who are against us, they will be judged for their misdeeds, their misconduct against us, because divine providence, God, is not pleased. And so when we start talking about this, it takes us to a whole different level. And even though people may not, some people say they don't believe in God, we know that he exists, and we know that he's just, and we know that he's righteous, and we know that he is moving on our behalf in this season. So thank you so much. I'm going to let Pastor Victoria talk at this time. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. I say, God bless you, Dr. Gail, my sister, and Sister Elena. We love you, and we certainly appreciate all that you're doing. So what we're doing in regards to additional agenda work, we consider the National Black Agenda Consortium, the work of that consortium, as our base, as our foundation. And what we're doing presently is a small core group is doing an analysis, a meta-analysis of several other agendas, including the Black contract with the contract with Black America, the lab report of the Black the young millennials, and there's like three other agendas. So all of these agendas have been the Powernomics agenda of Dr. Claude Anderson, and several others that we're reviewing. And what we're doing is we're conducting, I would say, a gap analysis. We want to look at and identify the similarities. We want to identify what gaps exist, if any. We are going to be calling together the authors or the committees of all of these agendas. And what Big Mama is saying, which is exactly what Big Mama would do, Big Mama would say, you have your opinion, you have this to say, you have that to say. Now you have to figure out how to put it together. Big Mama would put it together for them. She would say, okay, you have to go and you have to figure out how you're going to work together, how you're going to come out with a solution. So we're taking a page out of Big Mama's notebook and her ethical way that she practiced and did things, and we're saying that we're not going to get caught up in a battle about whose agenda to go forth. The agenda is a black agenda, and the black agenda is for the black race, the black people, and we're saying that we're not going to get hung up on, well, we believe this should be this agenda, it should be that agenda. No, we're calling them all together, and we're looking towards becoming a block and speaking with one unified voice. If you look at the Big Mama Movement webpage, one of the first things you're going to see is unified action, unified plan of action. So everything is in unity, everything is coordinated, everything is crafted to bring the people together, to bring our family together. That's Big Mama's task, is to keep our eye on the family, to keep our eye on how to bring our family together. And one of the ways that we're doing that is by eliminating, to the best of our ability, eliminating the barriers that normally would keep us from making progress, you know, those argumentative things and conflicts and things like that. I was on a blog, I'll say this real quickly. It was a wonderful, wonderful blog, and I shared with the Big Mamas. I'm glad I stayed on, because the first 40 minutes, the brother and sister was going back and forth in conflict about something that I didn't even know what they were talking about in a blog radio interview. So I'm glad I stayed on. But and I'm not being critical. I'm just saying that we have to know what the enemy uses to trick us up. We have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and that's what we desire to do. So we're looking at concrete steps to address this 117th Congress. We are not going to be divided. We are going inside in a united front with our agenda in hand, our agenda incorporating all the agendas that we are aware of.
There's someone who needs to mute their phone. Please mute your phone. Hello, there's someone that's on the call that needs to mute their phone. I'll go through and see who it is.
Okay, yes. I'm
That's my sister.
I pray you, brother. I pray you, brother. Okay, I pray you. Okay, you, babe.
Okay, I found it.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Dr. Brady, I found the person.
Yes, ma'am. And I was pretty much wrapping up, and I don't know what you did here and didn't, because it did get to be a little bit distracting, but the bottom line is that what we want people to know is that we are under the bloodstained banner. We are honoring the legacy of Big Mama, who we love so much and we respect so much. And we feel that we can do nothing less than she would have done. And she is all of them. She's all of them. The lesson is not just some lofty, beautiful, sounding concept. We are doing the work. We're working at all levels. We're working locally, nationally, internationally, and we're doing everything we can to move those barriers and those practices that tend to disrupt us and distract us so that we don't come together, because I think that's one of the biggest pieces now that must be put in place, because a lot of the work that we're doing, and we're really going hard. You're going hard. Sister Cecile, many of us, we're going hard, Dr. Gale, but we must lay that the other part of that foundation, which is unity, and bringing
right.
our forces, that's right, bringing our forces, our spirits, our hearts, our love all together so that we can get the success and the victory that we know is in hand. So that's pretty much it. You will hear, last thing on that part of it is that once the better analysis is completed and we complete our internal work,
then we will be addressing the Biden team, and we will also address the authors of each agenda, and we will address the family. So we have multiple steps in terms of saying that this is what we're going to be doing, and we're asking you to join us, you know, because it's for the good of our community. It's for the good of our babies. It's for the good of our people. So that's a little bit about the initial work of Big Mama as we see it right now.
Ashe, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is there any way, anything you would like to share, any contact information you would like to share if people would like to join the movement and also share the website?
Yes, ma'am. So the website itself is www.BigMamaMovementChicago.org. BigMamaMovementChicago.org. The email address, BigMamaMovementChicago@gmail.com. BigMamaMovementChicago@gmail.com. And on our website, there is a section to let us know that you're interested in volunteering or joining us in some shape, fashion, on the web, and we will respond to your email. I just got off a call with a young lady that heard about the Big Mama movement, and she wants to engage with us. And so now she has committed to join us for our Kwanzaa celebration, which will start with Big Mama on Saturday, December 26th. We have a collective 7 days of different organizations and businesses coming together. It's going to be quite beautiful online. People can find that at the Black Mall, theblackmall.com/Kwanzaa, theblackmall.com/Kwanzaa. And the first day is being hosted by the Big Mama Movement, and we will be addressing unity and as well as some of the pressing issues within our community, and certainly the issues that are pressing the women. And Dr. Gill already spoke on the issue that the young lady faced in our community where the police completely violated her. So it's going to be a whole week of celebrating the beauty of who we are, what we are, what we're all about, and just letting people know that there is a strategy and there's always hope, and God is the great hope. And we just want to do the work of that great hope. So we hope that people will engage with us and keep up with us and know that we're pretty much in our infancy, but we've gotten a lot of work done. Many of us were already working together anyway. And we're not trying to be that know-it-all organization or collective. We don't know it all. We need all hands on deck. You know, it's this thing where, yeah, it's like if you're not a part of the solution, then you're simply at this point a part of the problem, because it's been too much and too long. So all hands on deck. We're not getting caught up in, well, we need to do it this way or that way. I mean, yes, of course you look at strategy, but I'm talking about in terms of just being negative. We're not feeding into that. We want everybody. We want all of our brothers and sisters. We want our children. We're going to be doing some conversations with our children. We talk to each other so much, but we're building a platform that we're going to hear from our children. How are you holding up, baby? What are you feeling, baby? You know, we need to call the family back together. That's the bottom
line. That's right.
And so those are some of the concrete steps that we're doing to do just that.
Ashe, Ashe, and I think it's a beautiful thing, and that's why I was so happy to be involved and to join. I know I can't really participate because of my hours that I work, but anything that you and Dr. Frazier need, I'm just a phone call away. Anything that you need. I really appreciate you all and the hard work that you're doing in Chicago. I'm going to be flying to Chicago. I had a death in my family. So I will be flying to Chicago tomorrow, and every time I think about some of the things that's going on in Chicago, it goes to my very soul, because that's where I was born, and I still have family up there, and it's just so much that we need to do, but we can't do anything when we're not unified. We have this classism within the movement. This person thinks their way is better. No. We're all working towards liberating our people. That's what the objective is, liberating our people. I'm talking about controlling our environment and making it safe so our babies can grow, so our young women can bring healthy babies in the community, have healthy relationships with our black men. We're just in a very fragile time right now. We cannot continue to fight amongst each other. We're tearing each other apart when we should be building. And that's what I love about this movement, and that's why I'm so happy to have you two big sisters to really guide me through this movement, because it's going to take the big sisters, the big, big mamas, because, see, I started fighting in an empty room, and y'all have to come get me, see. I'm so honored to be, to be in your circle. I really am, and you inspire me. You inspire me every day, every paper I write, every phone call that I'm making on our behalf, every time I'm talking to somebody at the UN, every letter that I'm sending. I'm thinking about my people in Chicago and the suffering that's there, because I have family there. People are homeless. People are being murdered, and they're blaming it on the gang.
Yes.
We don't really know who's doing this.
Come on
stuff.
Now.
We got so much going on, and when that
alderman
tried to bring the UN in, somebody should have stepped up to the plate to say, bring them in, because we don't know who's killing our people up there. You know, they had a whole, John Berg, he had a whole off-black site using techniques that they used in Vietnam on our black men. And this wasn't long ago. This wasn't in 1965.
No, it wasn't.
This was in the 1970s on up to the 2000s.
That's right.
Needed. Your work is needed, and it's much, much appreciated, my sisters. I love you all. We're going to end the show a little bit early, so if there's anything that anyone else, any questions, any other callers would like to ask Dr. Brady, Reverend Brady, or either Dr. Frazier, please do. Is there anyone who has any questions or comments? See, did I unmute everybody? Go ahead.
I'm very, very inspired, and I will be reaching out through the email and checking you all out, because I have Big Mama stories, and my grandmother actually raised me, so I would like to contribute what I learned from her to society, because it is missing, and I've worked in the school systems and in social services, and, you know, I see our black family suffering, and it's because of the lack of the Big Mama. So it's just amazing that, you know, for me to get the invitation to join this, it's like perfect. So I'm happy and I'm excited. Thank you, ladies.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
And sister, when you reach out, if you don't mind, in the email, tell us that you met us on the blog show, because we'd like to know where the connection is. We can't wait to hear from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Give thanks. And you're going to love these sisters. They're going to take you up under your wing, and they're going to love on you. And you know what? You might not have your real Big Mama, but you're going to have some big sisters that's going to love on you just like Big Mama did. Because every time I'm in a Zoom meeting, honey, they get to praying up in there. And, honey, I be wanting to break out with the church music. And when I get off, I feel so good, because it reminds me, you know, you had when you used to go to Big Mama's house, it was that feeling of love there. It was that feeling that she was wrapped up in her arms around you. You felt safe.
That's so
and when
true.
I felt safe. And when I'm on those Zoom calls with Pastor Brady and Dr. Frazier, I feel safe. I feel that safety being there. And then Dr. King, she's a God-fearing woman. Those are some real big mamas, okay? We might not have our big mamas with us, but the Most High has put somebody in place for us, especially when you're in the movement and you're trying to fight. You can't do it by yourself. You can't do
you can't
it.
Do
right.
it by
so
yourself.
You will be in good company, my sister. These are some beautiful people. They're doing beautiful things, and they're working in one of the most toughest areas in the nation. And they got guts, and they I'm telling you, these are some fighting women.
I can hear the passion. I heard the passion.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
It's like, yeah, perfect. I love it.
Well,
amen.
I know we thank God for you. I tell you, we certainly thank God for you and our dear sister Elena, who's doing such powerful work. She and Sister Cecile on behalf of our people, and we realize we're fighting on every front. And we want to also give you our condolences, Sister Elena, for the funeral that you have to attend. I know my uncle just passed, and I just found out about the funeral today, which was supposed to be online. But the thing is that we still do this work. We still do the journey. And we still lift up our people. And as Pastor Victoria said, everything we do is rooted in love for our people. We love the Lord first, but he's placed his love on the inside of us so that we can love our brothers and sisters and bring that back, because we have to have love. Without love, we're nothing. And so that's the thing, coming
Amen.
Back to civility and dispelling the notion and the lies that black folks don't care about each other. That's a lie from the pit of hell. We do care about each other, and that's the reason why we're coming together now in the spirit of unity. We're rooted in love. Our hearts are knitted together in love, and we believe in doing this work. And of course, Pastor Victoria, I mean, bless her heart, she's up different times of the night and everything, writing things up and sending them out and everything like that, because when the inspiration of God falls upon you, you can't help but write. And so this is what's been going on, and this is what we're doing. So we certainly are galvanizing. We're not galvanizing, but the Spirit of God is galvanizing us all together for such a time as this, and we are going to pursue, overtake, and recover all. We're not taking down. We're not giving in, but we're pressing in, and we're going to get what's due unto us. And so just thank God for all of you all and all of the great work that many of you all on the call are presently doing. And we're family, and that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank
and
you.
I just want to echo the condolences. I know we got to get off, but Sister Elena, I'm not going to go on because my sister has spoken, but I do also just want to acknowledge the transition in your family, and we pray that that legacy and that love and whatever those things were, that it will, in its own way, just carry you and carry your family and the work that you're doing. So I just echo what my sister just said, and God bless you and the caller and everyone that's here. Yes, we're operating in love, and that's the bottom line.
Thank you. Thank
you. Same here. Same here,
Miss
Elena. Condolences.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love you all. Thank you all for joining the show today. Pastor Brady and Dr. Frazier, this is your home. Anytime you need to get some information out or you have anything that you need to do, you got my number, hit me up. This is your home, too. The Pendo Center is your home, too. As a matter of fact, everybody that joins me every week, I want you to know that this is your home. You have a place. If you need information, if you're out there struggling, you need any type of insight, this is your home. This is why Cecile and I and Carl, we came up with the Pendo Center for Human Rights and Self-Determination, so we'll have a platform where people who are doing the grassroots work can connect, build relationships, and get their hands on good legal and political information when it's needed, because we're in the fight for our lives. We got to unify. We've got to put out all these fires that's in our neighborhoods and in our states and our cities and our counties. We need each other. I love you all. Please join me next Sunday at 3 p.m. We'll be discussing human rights and self-determination. Thank you for joining the show, and I hope you all have a good night. I love you all. I love you. I love you. I love you to the moon and back. Good night.
Love you too.
Amen, and I say peace and blessings.
Bye-bye.
like killing Africans. But he wouldn't stop, and I ain't Ice Cube. But I had to take the brother out for being rude. And like I said,